tied to slightly last night. So it's not only moisture, it's also temperature, because the moisture change is not as much as the temperature change you will see very soon. Why we monitor the wrong modules? Now in Australia, it's about 90% of the cottons harvested and packed into the wrong modules. And because of the size, and they're not all ginned immediately, so there's a storage period. And we know that the conditions of the modules can affect the ginning result, and at certain conditions it can cause quality problems. So what I try to do here is that to see how the moisture and the temperature changes during the time of the storage, and see whether there's any impact on the cotton quality. The technology used here is not a normal one you use to measure moisture. It's temperature and relative humidity sensor. The accuracy is quite good, but it's normally used to measure air. And the temperature accuracy is about 0.2 degrees of Celsius, not Fahrenheit. The relative humidity accuracy about 2.5%. And it is connected through a cable about 2 meters long and to a data logger, which can record about 21,000 sets of temperature and RH readings. And so you can then download it at the end. To put it into perspective, if you measure it, take one set of reading every half an hour, it can last for 14 months. You can also do that every 15 minutes, and then it lasts for 7 months. So there's plenty of data you can download from that, and it can last a long time. So what we did is that we put the sensor, which is about 80 millimeters in diameter, about that long, about an inch long, and put that in a small housing there. I don't have a pointer there.
You can.
I can point to that. Okay. Yeah. And there are holes, air holes there, so the air, and so it's measuring the air coming in, and we have a long stick, and to put the housing into the center of the module, you can put it any the half of the length, so it's 1.2 meters long, so the whole module is about 2.4 meters. So you can put right to the center of the module there, and the lift there, and the data logger here is left outside of the module there for whatever time you want, up to 14 months. Of course, if you want to keep it there for 2 years, and then you can just read it every hour. So you know you can adjust that, and then at the end you can take it out and download the data and plot it over time. So you may ask me, you know, this is relative humidity, is not the moisture, and there's a good relationship between the moisture and the relative humidity and the temperature. So if you look at here. And if you, this is the isothermal, so if you keep the moisture content constant and then change the temperature, you will see the relative humidity increase slightly over the range. So our measurement is between about 10 to 35 degrees. In that range, you have probably something like 5% change of relative humidity. And the modules we choose to monitor are all very normal ones, use the best management practice, so it's about 7 or 8% moisture content. So it's in the lower end of this here, not the ones over there. So and those ones you normally think that wouldn't be any problem for the quality in places. So here are the monitoring site we have, and so you should remember that I will confuse you very quickly about the seasons, because we are from the south hemisphere. So at the moment there is the summer, here is the winter, so when I talk about season you will very soon be confused. So we have chosen three sites. One is in the north area of the cotton grower area. This is Australia in the world map. So it's on the east side of Australia. The north part is the hot part, the south part is the cool part. And if you look at the geographic position, so this is 23 degrees south. And this, and so it's from 23 degrees south to 34 degrees south. It's quite a wide range, and the south side is relatively cold area there, and one in the middle. I will refer these three sites as Emerald, Warren, and Hay. Okay, so the first one is the Warren one, which is in the middle left, and the modules arrive in the gin in early July, which is winter, and then it stays there for 8 months. So through the winter, spring, summer, and then it was ginned in April, which is early fall, or autumn we call that. So the weather conditions are downloaded from the Weather Bureau data. So the daily maximum and the minimum are given there. So you can see the trend from winter is going up until the summer. And you can see that there are some frost days there, from the minimum temperature there. Here is the temperature and the humidity recorded. The red line is the temperature there. So through the winter to the summer, you can see that the temperature goes up. Pretty much follow the weather pattern, the weather bureau's data there. And the relative humidity in the core, which is in the center of these modules, were pretty much constant there. So that means that during this time, there's no loss of moisture or no gain, not much gain of moisture, because considering that the temperature will also, when it increases, the RH will slightly increase for the same moisture content. Okay, so we had a look at different positions in the module, and so we have five sensors inserted in the module, both halfway in the length side, but one is on the top, which is about 5 inches from the wrapper on the top, and one is at the bottom, and one is in the center, and one on the left, one on the right, and try to see whether there's any differences during the 8 month period. You can see that the red one on the top, which has spikes a lot, that's the one on the top. So that changes quite a lot because of the exposure to the sun. And the middle one, the center one, the bottom one, the red and light, and the right and left ones didn't change very much. I mean, are very similar. So it's only the top which has got the sun has these changes. If you look at the moisture, which is on this side, you can see that the moisture in the center, bottom, and you know, right hand and left hand didn't change very much, but the one on the top dries out. So the moisture changes, and we also try to cover it the modules and then compare with that. If you cover it in that way, there's the data at the bottom. You can see that the top is still the spiky one, but it's less spiky than the one uncovered. And if you look at the moisture, that red line there, there's a lot of, you know, it's more stable, but it still dries out on the top there. And we had about 120 RAM modules for this trial, and we for the about 20 of them, we monitored the temperature and the moisture, and the others were ginned when they arrived in the so there's no storage. So from the same field, but hundreds of round bales of round modules were ginned immediately. And those things, these are the HVI data. I just selected some of them. And the bottom one, it was ginned after 8 months. So after summer and spring and summer and then the autumn. And if you look, because all those are tested data, so there's a lot of them. So if you do statistic test on them, use a t-test or something, all of them, the differences are significant statistically. But you would know that not all these should be attributed to the storage period, because some of them would be because they were not ginned the same round. So that could be a factor there. But I pick up two factors which I monitor at different genes, which consistently make differences. So if you look at the yellowness B value, the RD didn't change very much, the reflectance, and the elongation actually reduced quite a bit, and the strands were slightly reduced, and the short fiber content increased, and the length was slightly reduced. But this is a very long period of time, even so the moisture was not very high. So I was surprised to see this data. And the one in red there is not according to statistics. It's really much more a serious test than that. So what I call as a large property change, then is the standard deviation added up there more than the average. The difference between the average is more than the standard deviation from the first batch and the second batch. Is a very severe difference there, big difference there. And if you look at the distribution, because there are so many, you can I only selected these two, the elongation and yellowness, because this is consistent for the from the other genes as well. You can see that after the the blue one is the gene immediately, the red one is gene afterwards. So you can see the difference there. There's quite a big difference, but the overall value for the yellowness is quite low there. So I will show you that if you look at the classing result, actually it was better after the storage, which is a bit surprising, but when you look at that, it's not really absurd, because the starting value for the yellowness for the Australian cotton is very low. So what is there, from 411, if you don't increase the reflectance, only increase the yellowness slightly, actually cross line from the 411 to 312, going horizontal. And if it's a different cotton, if it's very close to the line to the, you know, from the 1 to 3 of 2 to 4, then it will make it worse. But it's because of the yellowness initial value is very low, actually it's better, which is surprising. Then we go to the north of Australia, the emerald, the very hot season there. We monitored several modules there. You can see the initial conditions of them. Because they were harvested at a different time, so maybe some in the very hot time, maybe some early morning, maybe some other time there. So you can see the initial modules were quite different in temperature, and different in the relative humidity there. These are all measured from the center, not the top. But after 2 months, more than 2 months, 2 months and a half, and the temperature all become consistent, all the same. So it doesn't matter how where you start with, hot one, cold one, you all become the same at the end. And the humidity in the relative humidity in the module, if it started to be high, it will stay high for the whole period. So it didn't change very much during the period. The only slight trend down is due to the temperature change, because I didn't change the converter base. So I'm already over the time, so probably I'll just go very quickly. And so this is the Jennings data there, and again the comparison there, you can see the elongation and the yellowness change, and so this is the distribution. And here is the another one, which is in the source area, which is the cold and wet area in Australia. And it's through the winter, so the temperature change was very small there inside the module, which is on the left-hand side there. No matter whether it's covered or not covered, there's not much difference. And the humidity didn't change, even so the external humidity, which is the spikes there, is very high, but the cotton inside the module is dry. It has been kept the same throughout the period. If you look at inside the top of the module during the winter, actually it has a lower temperature. If you look at that, the wave-like shape on the left-hand side one, that's on top. And the middle and the bottom is quite a smooth trend there, almost no difference. So it's very consistent with the first one. And the moisture content at the bottom is higher than at the center. And on the top, there was some change because it's getting wetter because the outside was wet than the inside. So the top there actually was were going up through the period. And the Jennings result, here I only have one set on the red, which is the yellowness. And you can see that is according to my very high standard of change threshold. And the elongation also reduced, but it was less than what I used as a sort of a measurement there. And you can see that the elongation change was slight to the left, so it's reduced, and the yellowness is increased. So in conclusion, so the module core temperature followed seasonal change, no matter how it started. And the module RH condition, the relative humidity stayed the same, and no matter what the weather condition is. Both the temperature and the relative humidity fluctuate at the top of the module a lot. And so if you cover it, you can make a small difference. The most likely changes from all the three trials we found were the yellowness and the elongation. And the first one, which was through, you know, almost a whole year, was the one which is very severe condition that can have other changes to the HVI attributes. But we didn't find any of these caused a downgrade, you know, discount. Thank you.
Corpus Christi, Texas, next summer to convince our customers the longer it takes to gin their gun, the better off they're going to be.
Well, as I said, that's because the low yellowness value for the Australian cotton. If your cotton is on the, you know, higher B value, then you are having a negative effect. It's because the Australian cotton is white. It's not yellow.
What's the highest moisture? Can I cut this off? We're way over time. And yeah. To give respect to the rest of our speakers, y'all can
sorry
meet
about
with
that.
Malcolm
yeah.
during the break at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, hey. Right.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Right.
Thank you.